Moholing in Yud Zayin Nisan. The halachas that we're discussing today is the laws of Eruv Tavshilin. So really it starts in Siman Kuf Beis. The halachas for today is from Siman Kuf Beis, halacha Beis, to Siman Kuf Gimel, halacha Gimel. So Eruv Tavshilin, the concept of Eruv Tavshilin means that you started the cooking already before Yontif. We're talking about when you have Yontif that comes out on Friday. So you can't cook on Friday for Shabbos. This whole interesting discussion in the Gemara itself, but that's where we pass, and you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the trick is, and I call it the trick only because it's based on a rabbinical, actually, in Takana, which is built on a Doraisa concept, meaning if I'm cooking at Yom Tov early enough that if I had guests that would come today, I would feed them and have a delicious meal today. So then when I'm cooking, so even though I end up cooking for Shabbos, but since I could have what's called hoyle mikloyachim, I could have guests that come today, I would feed them the food today. So therefore, the doraisa level, on the doraisa level, I'm not considered cooking for Shabbos. So it's only rabbinical, and therefore, we do what's called, they created a concept of Eruv Tavshilin, which means that I already cook before, the cooking already started before Yontif, actually. And it's interesting that according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, we'll see, Kitzur Shonach is talking about even if you're cooking on Yom Tov itself, meaning Erev Shabbos. Again, usually the custom is that you're not cooking on Yom Tov to Shabbos. Unless what you're doing is you're cooking early enough where you could have the food. In fact, if you're cooking before the Shabbos, the Yom Tov meal, then for sure you could cook a lot, as we'll discuss, and leave over for Shabbos itself. But generally speaking, the concept is, especially in places where you have 2 days Yom Tov, so you have Thursday, Friday. So before Yom Tov, you place what's called an Eruv Tavshilin. So this is what exactly constitutes an Eruv Tavshilin halachically. So this is what the Kitzur begins with. He says that you need to be something that was, so first of all, you have to bake something. And that means, let's say you have a challah that's the size of a kebeya. And the place can say even the size of a kezai, is okay with the evid. And you also have something that's cooked. For example, a piece of meat, a piece of fish, an egg. These are things that you eat together with bread. If it does not eat together with bread, it's not considered a proper Eruv Tavshilin. Now, the proper thing to do is just to have something beautiful, not just like a small little piece of, I don't know, gefilte fish. It has to be something that's honorable. And the bread should be complete, and you should end up using the bread for Lecha Mishnah. That means usually the custom to use it for Shal Shittis. Why? The concept of once something was used for mitzvah, use it again for another mitzvah. It's a beautiful idea. Some actually use the bread on Erev Shabbos and eat the cooked item in Shalosh Shittis. So as we just mentioned, then Halacha Gimel, the Kitzur explains, Erev Tavshilin only works to make Tzachar Shabbos on Yom Tov when there's still what's called Odi Yom Gadol. That means there's still enough time for the guest who have not eaten, let's say, today, to eat today. That means they would be able to enjoy it before what's called Ben HaShemashas. But there is not enough time, so you cannot make an Eruv Tavshilin on Yom Tov. Again, the minig is, that's why Yom Tov Shechadis Ve'er Shabbos, what people do is, when they want to cook for, let's say, for Shabbos, so if they already have an Eruv Tavshilin, they still won't cook too early, because in the Doraisa level, you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, if there's not enough time for the guests to eat. So what they do is they daven actually Marav early. This is very interesting. That means Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. So they daven after Plag. It's actually a custom people don't realize that actually is true halachically. In the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, Chofetz Chaim also discusses this. This is why, because this will make sure that there's no way that you're going to be cooking right before Ben HaShemashos for Shabbos Kodesh. Now, any of the items that a person's going to, let's say, keep for Shabbos, like we said, he's going to do it when the day is two and there's plenty left of the day. And at least the requirement is to make sure that the items are cooked at least a third. The reason why is because if something is cooked at least a third, it's considered already what's called Maicha B'Nisa, it's already considered fitting for people to eat if they're really hungry. Now, we're only talking about the permission, the permissibility to bake and to cook through the use of Eruv Tavshilin on Erev Shabbos. But if you're going to have Yom Tov on Thursday and Friday, You're not allowed to cook or bake on Thursday for the sake of Shabbos. This is also true that you can't cook from Thursday to Friday. That's, by the way, a major mistake sometimes that people make when it comes to from Yom Tov to, you know, today's Yom Tov, like we just had in Chutzal this year. So the halacha is that you can't cook from Yom Tov to another Yom Tov unless you're cooking before the actual meal itself, meaning the morning meal itself of the first day of Yom Tov, and you're cooking enough that you can also have for the next day. But otherwise, it could be a serious issa deraisa, because Yom Tov Rishon is deraisa versus Yom Tov Sheni, which is derabanan. Now, what happens if a person had an eruv, but he lost the bread? That's not a problem. He still could bake, because he still has the cooked item. But if he has, as long as he has a kazais, an olive size of the original cooked item, he's still okay. If he doesn't have a kazais left, then he's not allowed to cook. It's as if he didn't place an eruv at all. Now, so what does a person do if he didn't place an eruv? See, if he remembered after the morning meal, and there's no one else there that placed an eruv, so he's only allowed to cook one pot and bake one bread and light one candle. If he remembers before the morning meal, so then he could cook a pot from every single type, and like we said before, large enough that you can have for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. Now, if there's someone there that made an Eruv, so you do have another Eitzah, you could give your friend as a present your flour and your meat, and basically now you're being Mezak, it's his, and he's going to cook and bake on your behalf. And even if he does it in your house, it's still permitted. The Baal HaBayis, I mean, every person in town is supposed to do an Eruv Zoneh Tavshilin. It means even if a woman that's not married, she's obligated to make an Eruv Tavshilin, she shouldn't rely on the rabbi of the city. However, it is true that if someone forgets because of circumstances beyond their control, and they didn't place an Eruv or it got lost, if there's a Rav in the city that makes Eruv Tavshilin on behalf of everyone, and the Rav should do that, that means he's mezake through someone else on behalf of everyone else, and a person could rely on such an Eruv. And this, by the way, is not limited to one time. It's interesting that there's a myth, but there's a concept that people think that's only once. It's based on whether there's an oinus or not. And that's what the Kitzur says. If a person was just doing it out of laziness, so that, or relying on the Chabchil and say, that's not going to work. Now, if Yom Tov came out, if you have a Thursday, Friday Yom Tov, and you remember they didn't do Erev Tov Shilin, so you could still do it actually on Thursday, and make a bracha, and say, if today is Kodesh, which means today is really Yom Tov, so I don't need to make an Erev because Friday is not considered Yom Tov. And if today is Chol, so then I'm making an Erev. Now, this is all based on the concept that 2 days of the whole reason why we keep 2 days is because of a suffix. Even though today we know it exactly on the calendar, we still treat these 2 days as a suffix, at least in halacha, and therefore you could make what's called Miman of Shachar. If today is Chol and tomorrow is Yantav, if today is Yantav, then tomorrow is Chol. Now we're starting Simon Kuf Gimel, the laws of Simchas Yantav, just like it's a mitzvah to honor Shabbos and to me'aneg it, I mean to give it, to make it pleasurable, and to have things that give one pleasure. It's so too, it's a mitzvah to honor all Yomim Tovim, and to make sure that there's what's called Einig. It's based on the Pasuk L'Kadosh Hashem Echubad. And all Yomim Tovim, it says, Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh, if you look at the Rashi and Ramban, different interpretations, but part of that is also that you actually have a Ksus Nekia, and actually davening itself could even be the Raisa. But the clothing is special clothing the person wears for Yom Tov, you're honoring the day. So the kids discusses exactly how, you know, to prepare. Now, it's interesting, there's a concept of oining and covered. Usually the Vilna Gaon explains that covered is something you do before Yom Tov. And that's what the Kitzur starts to explain to us, that it's a mitzvah to shave Erev Yom Tov in order to not enter into the Yom Tov where a person's not looking good. It's a mitzvah to also take a shower, to shampoo and to clean one's head, to cut nails in Erev Yom Tov, just like Erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to make challah, to break bread, make bread on Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov, just like on Erev Shabbos. It's also important, and this is a challenging thing when you have 2 days of Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah to not eat on Erev Yom Tov from Hamincha, Min HaMincha LeMala, Just like Erev Shabbos, from Mincha time and on. Now, at least that's for sure by Mincha Ketana. So Mincha Ketana usually is the 10th hour of the day. The person has to be careful not to film Sabbath, because then at night he's not going to enjoy the meal. And this is true if you have, let's say, Erev Yontif coming out on Shabbos. So the halacha is, meaning Erev Yontif is on Shabbos, so now when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, it's Yontif. So you should eat your Suda Shlishis, your Shalosh Shedis, before Mincha Ketana. Some people do what they do, they do this, they split the morning Suda into two. The same thing applies when you have 2 days of Yontif, especially when it comes to the second night, meaning the second night is going to be Leila Seder on Pesach. So during the day of the first day of Yontif, you have to be careful not to have too much around Mincha time, because you're not going to have an appetite for the second night, especially when it comes to Leila Seder. So this is a challenge, but a person has to do as much as possible. And you see that it's actually a way of honoring the Yontif itself. Have a beautiful day.